Thank you. Good morning from our side also to our conference call on the first quarter, which is very much in line with our guidance. The last time we spoke to each other is 3 weeks ago, so within the last 3 weeks, nothing mentionable has happened. As already mentioned, 3 weeks ago, the Stadtgalerie Hameln opened in the beginning of March this year. The investment budget was in line or is in line. We expect 6.4 million euro rents for the first full operating year versus 6.1 million in the budget. The property is fully let and it's a nice property. The share price had a good start this year and recovered quickly from its January lows. As many investors see Deutsche EuroShop as the safe haven in stormy weather. The key figures for the first quarter, and as you know, we come to the bridges a little later. Revenue were up by 19%, the EBIT by 20% plus, net finance cost 18% lower than the first quarter in 2007. Profit before tax was up 46%. To 12.3 million euro, and the consolidated profit, also due to the tax reform, increased by 61% to 10.2 million euro, which equals 30 cents per share. On the balance sheet, the equity has moved up slightly. Liabilities were down slightly by 5%, so total assets decreased by 2% to 1.9 billion. The equity ratio, including the minority stake, of our minority shareholdings of our partners stays at 50.7%, so slightly up compared to December 2007. Gearing is now at 97%, loan to value 46%, and there were 52 million euro cash and cash equivalents. The balance sheet a little bit more in detail. The non-current assets, so the project under construction as well as the investment properties, moved up by 11 million to 1.85 billion euro. That is due to the two projects under construction, the first quarter, Hameln and Passau. Current assets were down 56 million, mainly due to the reduction in our cash position. So overall, total assets decreased by 45 million to 1.93 billion. Euro. Equity slightly up to 980 million. Bank debt almost 40 million euro lower than by the end of 2007. That is due to the redemption of a short-term loan at the beginning of January. Deferred taxes slightly up due to the result in the first quarter, and the other liabilities were down by 13 million euro to 29 million euro. So again, 1.93 billion euro total equity and liabilities. Profit and loss account, overall, no spectacular things in the details. The revenues, as already mentioned, up 19%, and I come to the bridge in a moment, 26.9 million euro. Other operating income, more or less stable compared to the first quarter of 2007. Property operating and management costs, due to the new openings, up by roughly 600,000 euros to 3.8 million, and the other operating expenses were more or less on the same level than in the first quarter of 2007. So overall, EBIT increased by 20% to 22.5 million euro. Net interest expense lower due to the new openings, and I come to the bridge in a moment. The same is true for the profit attributable to our limited partners, so that net finance cost dropped by 18% to 11.9 million euro. And on the measurement gains and losses side, we achieved a currency gain from the Zloty and Hungarian hoof investments in the amount of 1.8 million euro, so that EBT moved up 46% to 12.3 million. Million taxes, only deferred taxes, 2.1 million euro, on the same level than in the first quarter. That's the result of the tax reform, that we now have 10% lower tax rate, so that overall the consolidated profit moved up 61% to 10.2 million euro or 30 cents a share. 27 cents a share was out of the operating result and 3 cents was from the measurement gains and losses, the currency gain we showed on the P&L. Now, we come to the revenue bridge. The openings in Gdansk and Hamelin contributed with 3.8 million euro to the turnover in the first quarter of 08, and the like-for-like rental growth was 2.2% or 500,000 euro increase in rent. So overall, 26.9 million euro turnover in the first quarter of 08. The EBIT bridge, there is no adjustment on that side, plus 3.8 million or plus 20% from 18.7 to 22.5 million euro. The net finance cost, we achieved 100,000 euro higher interest income due to Gdansk and Hamelin. We now have 1 million euro more debt interest to be paid, and the minority profit share increased by 900,000 euro, which is mainly due to Gdansk and also includes the share in the currency gain of our minority shareholders. Overall, minus 11.9 million euro net finance cost, minus 1.8 million compared to the first quarter in 07. Profit before taxes bridge, the difference in the valuation result, the currency gain was 1.9 million euro, and there's an increase of 1.9 million or 22% out of the operating result to 12.3 million profit before tax in the first quarter of 08. And finally, the profit bridge, the valuation result after taxes amounted to 1.2 million plus, and the increase on the operating side is 2.7 million or 41% to 10.2 million euro profit after taxes. That's in short about the figures on the first quarter. Coming to the forecast, within the last 3 weeks since we had our last conference call, not much has happened. We follow still a number of different projects, but it's all pending. But as already mentioned 3 weeks ago, we are still confident that we will be successful in 2008 with new investments. What is sure is that the Stadtgalerie Passau will open in September 2008. Currently, 95% of the space is already pre-let, and there are only 4 lease contracts which we expect to receive within the next days from 2 tenants for lease contracts, so that we will be fully let by opening latest. And finally, we come to the forecast, which we will confirm again. So we expect an increase in revenue of 16% this year to 110 to 130 million and an additional 8% to 119 to 121 million euro in 2009. EBIT will increase by 18% to 90 to 92 million and an additional 11% to 100 to 102 million euro in 2009. And profit before taxes will increase by 17% to 43 to 45 million euro this year and another 14% next year to 49 to 51 million. So overall, an unspectacular first quarter which is absolutely in line with our guidance. And I'm happy if I can now answer some question you may have. Thank you very much.
Our first question will come from Kai Klose with DKIB. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Böse. Quick question on the rental income within your shopping centers. Could you maybe say which kind of tenants have shown a good rental income, or which has been the losers? Either if fashion stores have done well or electronics goods has done well. So if you could give us a feeling which kind of sectors have shown a good performance.
We are not talking about rents. You're talking about turnover.
It's a turnover. Yeah, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's a really mixed picture. Overall, the food retailers did well. although what I've read in the press was rather negative, but what we see in our shopping centers was that food was a good business in the first quarter, also certainly due to the Easter season. Fashion was very, very mixed picture. There are some winners, a number of losers. Overall, fashion business was with a negative sign. And then the electronic markets, which are very important also for the overall turnover development, that was extremely, extremely mixed. Some were had a minus, some had a very good plus. Overall, it was more or less stable. Within Germany, overall, we achieved 0.7% plus like-for-like retail turnover growth in the first quarter, which is quite much better than the mixed figures we have seen from the statistics.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Our next question will come from Remco Siemann with Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to ask a question. Two questions, actually, if I may. First of all, with respect to the dividend, you mentioned that you target a dividend of at least €1.05 a share for 2008. That seems a little conservative, given the fact that you expect EBT to increase strongly compared to 2007. So could you elaborate a little bit on that? Is that a conservative estimation? And secondly, could you indicate where you are with the second potential development joint venture with ECE? Is there any news on that already?
Okay, first question. Well, it's difficult to answer whether it's a conservative stance or not. From the figures, of course, it is conservative, but the dividend is a discussion, or the dividend is a discussion within the board, and we always say the dividend of the past is the minimum dividend for the future, and we could think of a dividend increase, but this discussion will be held in the first quarter of 2009, and not yet. So we could pay more, and we discuss that a little later, but it's not a conservative view, because it's the standard answer from our side that there won't be any dividend decrease, only increases, and sometimes the dividend is stable. The second question regarding the second development that has not yet signed, it is still under negotiations, and I think that we will get the signature or the answer to that within the next week, at least latest until the end of June.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
We now move to Martin Prom with Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just a quick one on your comment that you're more confident to reach your investment target. Could you shed more light on that? Do you also see changes in the market in terms of pricing or simply new assets coming to the market, or is that simply driven by increased opportunities coming from ECE in the future?
Well, first of all, we have seen a lot more projects on our table within the first quarter. But as I read from a colleague of another German real estate company, which I just can confirm, the market seems a little bit paralyzed. Sellers are not yet willing to accept lower prices, and the buyers are not very aggressive. So we look at the market, and we see that there are a number of projects that have to be placed but have not been yet placed, and that's why we are very confident that the sellers will come down with their price expectations so that we can move forward. And that is also the case if we talk about ECE.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
The next question will come from Serge Demirjian, Chris Oral. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning to all. Just a few questions. First of all, can you give us a little figure concerning the capitalization of interest on the remaining centers. Is there still interest to be integrated in the financial charges to be integrated in 2008 results from the Hameln center, and what is globally the level for the Stadtgalerie?
Sorry, could you?
I wasn't clear. If I remember correctly, you capitalize interest when you do a development.
That's right.
Okay. So can you give a figure for Hameln for the full year 2008 and for Stadtgalerie also?
Well, you mean how much interest
will you integrate in the P&L for 2008?
Oh.
Tricky.
I could, but I have to get into the details, which is right now not possible. I don't have the figures here on the table how much that is, but that starts with opening, and we had raised 40 million euro for Hameln at 525. So if you take 10 months on 525, it is just gets now calculated immediately, just to give you a rough figure on that, how much that will be. That should be 1.75 million euro in 2008.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And second question on your investment strategy. Can we expect also some new development project in 2008?
What a development project? Well, we already concluded one pure development. We are considering another pure development. But you probably your question probably referred to the standard project we made in the past. We realized in the past where we got into when there was a building permission in place. If that is the question, I would say yes. We think that it might be a possibility to get one or the other of those.
Okay. And finally, can you quantify the size of the second development project you intend to do with ECE, just to have an idea?
Well, it's more or less the same size than the one we already signed. We are talking about a project with investment volumes, very rough figures of around 200 million, where we would take a 50% share, but that won't be realized before 2010.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The next question will come from Georg Tenders with West LB. Please go ahead.
I have more or less a technical question on the rental income, because it is lower than in Q4 2007. Is there already a rental income from Hameln included in the Q1 figure at the shopping center opened in mid-March, or is this?
Yeah, well, for sure. I showed the result. It was 3.8 million euro. Gdansk and Hameln, and Hameln contributed to that 1 month. Because it opened in early March.
So the turnover rents in Q4 were higher than the impact from Hameln.
Sorry?
The impact from turnover rent in Q4 was then higher than the impact from Hameln this 1 month.
I don't understand what that has to do with the fourth quarter. Or seven.
When I compare the rental income in Q1 with Q4 2007, there was a small slight decline.
It's both 26.9 million, but you can't compare that at all because in Q4, you've got all the turnover rent.
Yeah.
Whereas in Q1, you don't have barely turnover rent.
Yeah. Okay, this is then pure rental income without any turnover rent.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our next question will come from Jochen Schmidt with Metzler. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning. Just one question concerning the profit share of limited partners. Could you please quantify how much of this is stemming from the measurement gains mentioned before? Thank you.
That's about 380,000 euro.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
We have a follow-up question from Remco Steinmann with Kempen & Co. Please go ahead.
Yes, one follow-up, if I may. Could you quantify the amount of turnover rents and the in the fourth quarter, following in the earlier question, compared to the effect from Hameln rents in the first quarter?
Well, in the fourth quarter, overall, we had 2.2 million euro turnover rent in 07. I don't have in mind how much that only refers to the fourth quarter, but my guess it's about 1.8 to 1.9 million that came out only from the fourth quarter, because we have that in most of the cases only once a year invoicing of turnover rent. So in the first quarter, there's more or less nothing in turnover rent.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad for your question. We have a further question from Barbara Pyris with MainFirst Bank. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm just wondering whether you could shed more light on your investment strategy. As you currently are telling us, you have two potential investment projects together with EEC. But I'm just wondering, in terms of other, you know, potential acquisitions targets that you have down there, even in other areas outside shopping malls, can you give us like more an idea what you have in mind now? And if they are indeed more interesting projects, should we see some softening of the yield as we go forward?
Well, we are only considering shopping centers still, and considering shopping centers mainly in the markets we are already in. We are currently also considering other markets where we are not yet in, but it's absolutely too early to talk about that. So we're looking in all directions to find attractive shopping center investments, regardless whether it is still under construction or just before construction starts or is already in operation. So all kind of products we are looking at. Apart from that, these development, pure developments, that is limited to two projects.
Okay, thank you.
Good question.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Böge, if there are no further questions, I would like to hand the call back over to you for any closing remarks.
Okay, thank you. Then I wish you all the best and hope to see you and hear you soon. Bye-bye.